Hunter Biden lawyers concede the data are his, question laptop story. By Joel B. Polak on February 3, 2023. Lawyers for Hunter Biden, the controversial son of President Joe Biden, appear to have admitted that some of the data associated with the story of his infamous laptop are, in fact, his. However, they stop short of admitting the laptop is his, suggesting instead that his data were stolen and that additional material may have been added. The attorneys, from the Winston & Strawn law firm, made the admissions and claims in a letter to the Department of Justice on Wednesday in which they portray their client as the victim of possible crimes. In October 2020, the New York Post reported that emails found on a laptop reportedly abandoned by Hunter Biden at a Wilmington, Delaware, repair shop showed that he had arranged a meeting between then-Vice President Biden with a Ukrainian business associate in 2015. The story suggested that Joe Biden had lied when he claimed, repeatedly, that he did not discuss his family's foreign business interests with them. It also implied that Hunter Biden's dealings in Ukraine were, in fact, corrupt, the question that led then-President Donald Trump to ask Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, which Democrats used as a pretext to impeach Trump. Tech companies and the mainstream media suppressed the story, until prominent outlets admitted, years after the election, that the story had been true and that Hunter Biden's emails appeared to be authentic. Now, Hunter Biden's lawyers have asked federal prosecutors to target some of those involved in providing the information that led to the story, including former Trump lawyer and New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. In the process, however, they appear to admit what Hunter Biden and his family denied for years, that at least some of the data associated with the laptop story belonged to him. The letter alleges, via Axios, that various individuals may have violated various federal laws in accessing, copying, manipulating, and/or disseminating Mr. Biden's personal computer data. The letter also cites statements by the repair store owner, John Paul MacIsaac, and others that, they argue, suggest the data were not necessarily extracted from the laptop itself, that some data may have been added later, and that ownership of the laptop is uncertain. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.